Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, August 4th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Matthew writes, "He summoned the crowds and said to them, 'Hear and understand. It is not what enters one's mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles one.' Then his disciples approached and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?'" There are moments when Jesus deliberately unsettles the people around him. I think today's gospel must be one of them. The Pharisees had spent generations building careful rules about ritual purity. They sincerely believed that holiness could be protected by avoiding the wrong foods, the wrong people, the wrong circumstances. Their concern was not entirely misplaced. External practices can shape the heart. But somewhere along the way, the practices had become more important. Person. Jesus cuts through all of it with startling simplicity. "It is not what enters the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out." Disciples immediately noticed the reaction. "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense?" Of course they were offended. Whenever Jesus moves the focus toward from external religion to interior transformation, somebody becomes uncomfortable. It is far easier to polish appearances than to surrender the heart. Imagine hiking through the woods and coming out upon a mountain spring. The water bubbling from the earth is crystal clear. Cup your hands and drink. The purity of the water tells you something about its hidden source beneath the ground. Now imagine another spring. The water emerging is murky and foul-smelling. No one needs to inspect every inch of the stream. The problem is not downstream. The source itself has been contaminated. Our words are much like that spring. Jesus is not saying that careless speech is merely bad behavior. He is saying our speech reveals the condition of our hearts. Harsh criticism often begins with hidden resentment. Constant complaining usually springs from fear or entitlement. Gossip grows from insecurity. Cruel sarcasm often hides unresolved pain. Likewise, genuine encouragement flows from gratitude. Mercy flows from a heart that knows it has been forgiven. Peaceful words emerge from a soul that has learned to rest in God. Our mouths become windows into places we ourselves sometimes refuse to enter. The contemplative tradition teaches us that much of our life is lived unconsciously. We react before we reflect. We speak before we listen. We defend before we understand. Many of us assume our biggest problem is what happens around us. If only people treated me differently, if only the culture changed, if only circumstances improved, if only... Jesus quietly redirects our attention. What is happening inside of you? This is not an invitation to guilt. This is an invitation to awareness. When words escape our lips that surprise even us, we have been given a gift. Instead of simply apologizing and move on, we can ask, what wound did that come from? What fear was speaking? What attachment was threatened? What longing have I ignored? Heart always leaks. Eventually, what is hidden becomes audible. This is one reason silence is so essential in the spiritual life. Many people fear silence because in silence, the noise within becomes impossible to ignore. Old resentments appear, unhealed grief surfaces, anxiety begins speaking. Our ego demands attention, yet this is precisely where Christ waits. Not to condemn us, but to heal us. The Desert Fathers often spoke about watching one's thoughts without immediately acting on them. They discovered that when we sit quietly before God, our inner world slowly becomes visible. We begin recognizing which voices belong to fear and which belong to love. Over time, prayer cleanses the spring, not by forcing different words, by transforming the source itself. Christian holiness, then, is never merely behavioral. It's not spiritual cosmetics. It's not learning religious vocabulary. It's not appearing virtuous. It is allowing Christ to live so deeply within us that his compassion gradually becomes our compassion. His patience becomes our patience. His forgiveness becomes our forgiveness. Eventually, our speech changes because our heart has changed. Saints were not people who carefully edited every sentence. They became people whose hearts had become spacious enough for God's love to overflow naturally. Today, let's pay close attention to our own words, not to judge ourselves, but to learn from our words. When impatient, criticism, gossip, or anger emerge, resist the temptation to simply regret it. Instead, bring them to prayer and ask Jesus, Lord, what in my heart is asking to be healed? Then, before each important conversation, pause for a few seconds and quietly pray. Jesus, let my words flow from your heart rather than from my fears. And little by little, the spring becomes clearer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you hear every word I speak, but you also see the deeper places from which those words arise. Heal the hidden wounds, fears, and attachments that keep me from loving as you love. Purify the spring of my heart so that kindness may replace judgment, peace may replace anxiety, and mercy may replace resentment. Teach me to listen before speaking, to pray before reacting, and to allow your spirit to transform me from within. May my words become a quiet reflection of your presence in the world. Amen. If you found a moment of grace in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. God bless you today. Keep you safe. Amen.